Andres Robledo Jr. was running a business out of his truck. He was delivering plants. In fact, we talked to him before during the pandemic when everybody was figuring out how to make a living. And this guy who quit a corporate job was driving around, and I think it was an old Ford pick-em-up truck with his dog, and he was in the plant delivery business, and he was doing great guns. Plants delivered Chicago. He said one day someone broke into his truck, and they stole not his money, not the valuables inside. They didn't steal the truck. They stole the blanket inside. And later he saw a homeless person in a wheelchair with that blanket. And he said, I have to do something. And he has now been giving out tents, the expensive camping tents that you would find in cold climates. They cost him $350 each. And with a wooden base, homeless people now have a safer, healthier, warmer place to live. And Andy, welcome back to WGN Radio. As I understand it, the city doesn't love what you're doing. Is that right?
John, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
We've had an outpouring of support for every person that is not with us on the issue. There's a million that are with us. So we put up these tents. There was an existing tent city on Clinton and Lake. On Fulton as well, like Fulton, Milwaukee, and Lake Street, all crossing with Clinton, all up against luxury high-rise rental apartments, as well as condominiums and lofts there in the West Loop. There have been some complaints to the alderman's office, and their response was an immediate tagging of all of these tents to be seized and removed within 7 days. There is a due process and law that protects people that are living on the streets and their belongings, called the Bryant Law. So they have 7 days to vacate the premises or remove the tent. Otherwise, the city will remove it. But what I've seen in my experience is the streets and sanitation crews, along with the Department of Family and Support Services, ironically, they will come by and remove tents without notice. So tents that people inhabit will be off. You noticed in the Sun-Times story, Eddie was off at work, or off at visiting family. His orange ice fishing tent that I built him last year that he relied on as his, you know, the roof over his head, came home one day and it wasn't there. I was there that morning and I spoke with the lead guy on the job from the Department of Family and Support Services. He said, we don't take anyone's tents. We just clean up what's outside of them.
All right, hold on a second. Answer a couple questions for me. Is it correct? Do these tents cost you $350? Are these $350 tents each?
So the tents themselves are $163 with tax. They're on sale right now on our Amazon Smile wish list. So, but they're $163 for the tents. And this year what we've done is we've put subflooring down, so it's wooden subflooring, and then insulation panels, so nails and wood to screw it around. That's another about $175 to build that platform.
So that's when you get to around $350. Hold on a second. We're going to be short of time, and I want to have you answer a couple of questions for us. When is the deadline for some of these people? Is it this week or next week that the city says they're going to pick these tents up?
The city says they're going to pick them up on November 3rd. So November 3rd. We will be out there. We will be out there demonstrating and in solidarity with our neighbors and our friends experiencing street homelessness on November 3rd at Clinton and Lake at 9 a.m. The city comes at 9:30. So we will be there with an army, and we will not allow any trucks to pass through, city trucks to remove any.
People have donated money to your cause, and you've taken money out of your own pocket and business to help these people. And you said that having dealt with issues yourself in the past, you saw a little of them in you. You also said in the stories this morning that while the city seems to allow this to happen in Southside's and poorer neighborhoods, when it's in a nicer neighborhood or next to a nicer building, now the city's going to clean that up. I understand the desire to not have a tent city anywhere, let alone near nice buildings and people who bought that condo not wanting it to be a haven for homeless people. What do you say about that, Andy?
What I say about that, I mean, I agree with them. I agree. You know what? I don't think people should be living under viaducts. I think they should have housing now. I think there should be a clear path to housing. It is very hard to get on a housing wait list. Some of those people have been waiting for 3 years, 6 years, 20 years. So the city is failing them, the state's failing them, the federal government's failing them.
Yeah.
Everyone is failing them, and everything is just laying in disrepair. And people are dying. Over 60 people died last year, frozen in tents. So what I say is we use some of those tax dollars and some of that developer money, whatever subsidies they're getting, let's get these people housing with that money. You know, it's an investment in your neighborhood. You don't want to make your tenants uncomfortable by walking through the 10 cities. I agree. Let's get people housing.
What's the date on that money again? November 3rd, Andy? Is that what
November
you said?
November 3rd.
Okay.
November 3rd. We will be out there this Thursday as well. They come every Thursday at 9:30 in the morning, and they have been known to take tents before. If no one is there, if someone isn't there and it's tagged,
yeah,
they will take it, sometimes take it without a tag. So we
Andy
will be there as legal observers.
Is the owner of Plants Delivered Chicago. Okay, buddy, listen, let's have you and I connect next week. We'll talk to the city here too, but good luck to you all, okay?
Okay, thank you.
PlantsDeliveredChicago.com's his business.